proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Shalom, and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Bronson, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's program. Now, on today's program, I would like to talk to you about Jewish culture and customs. In fact, we'll probably take a few programs. We're going to be discussing various aspects of Jewish life, culture, customs, traditions, things like that. Now, as we look at today's program, it's probably safe to say that many Christians have a hard time understanding the Jewish people. Most of this is probably due to ignorance. Now, as we try to find out more about the Jewish people, where do we begin? Well, let's start out with this thought that may clarify some things for you. Someone once said, whereas the center for Christianity is the church, the center for Judaism is the family. And I think this idea will help us as we learn more about our Jewish friends. Now, throughout the centuries, traditions and repetitions have formed a glue of sorts to keep Jewish families intact. Even as Jewish people were scattered abroad throughout the years, the family was a foundation that was not easily separated. Here are some further thoughts on this. For example, most of the Jewish holidays and customs are centered on the home. Just look at the Sabbath, for example, or Shabbat, as we say in Hebrew. Today, there are synagogue services that are held on Friday evening when the Sabbath begins, but more importantly, the emphasis is on the family. Now, if you have a good Jewish mother, you will soon realize that you are expected to be home for Shabbat or else. Here, the family gathers to remember the fact that God created the Sabbath after the sixth day of creation. Now, another example of this family idea is Passover. Now, even in Bible times, whether it be at the first Passover or even when Jesus with his disciples at the Last Supper, the Passover he had then, it was a time for families to gather. Now, in reality, if we take a cursory look at the Bible, we find that this book of books is centered on families. This is a Jewish idea. When you open up the Gospel of Mark, for example, you are immediately presented with the family line of Jesus. In other words, it's a Jewish book. Let's look at another practical level that may assist us more in understanding how to reach out to our Jewish neighbor with the gospel. More often than not, many Jewish people struggle about their relationship with their family members when presented with the truth of the gospel. Their thought may be, well, what is my mother or brother going to say if I tell them that I have found the Messiah, being Jesus Christ? Now, it's not uncommon for a new Jewish believer in Jesus to suffer banishment by their family. Some have even performed mock funerals to show others that their loved one is no longer a part of this family. It's kind of a very sad and troubling situation, and many believers still struggle with this in some degree. Other families actually are very kind and more or less say, well, if that makes you happy, go on. But it's still, it's kind of like an oil and water type thing. It's really kind of a difficult relationship. Well, I just want to kind of bring an example into this. Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus, who founded International Board of Jewish Missions back in 1949, he suffered separation from his family as well as from others after he was saved. His uncle and mother actually came to visit him after he was saved and tried to dissuade Jacob from his newfound faith in Jesus. They offered him a great amount of money as well as a good job to bring him back home. To this offer, he turned it down, wanting rather the riches of knowing the Messiah than to pass this along to others. Now, Dr. Gardenhaus later wrote about this experience in his book, Traitor. But here it says this in his book. It says, my faith in Christ has always been my greatest treasure. It has already cost me parents, relatives, friends, home, and position. I cannot stand idly by, but must speak up no matter what the cost. Indeed, it sometimes is a great cost for Jewish people to come to a saving faith in Jesus. We must lovingly walk with them, keeping in mind that they may experience loss that we may never fully comprehend. Dr. Gardenhaus knew what was at stake when he made his decision to follow Jesus. He was resolved in his mind what direction he would go. He later said, quote, if this Jesus were the one, I wanted God to reveal him to me, and I vowed to live for him, and if necessary, die for him. I pray that we can also have this resolve to follow Christ no matter the struggles around us. He is our peace, and by accepting Him, we enter into eternal family, the family of God. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.